the encounter of Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov Avinu davens, Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Save me from my brother. Save me from Esav. And the Mefarshim talk about, why does it have to say miyad ochi? We know that Esav and Yaakov were brothers. We just had a few parshas. Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Rashi has his pshat, you learn the Rashi. But the Svarim write, Esav could attack, in general, Klal Yisrael in two ways. He could go like an Esav, who's Sonei Yaakov, and wants to kill him. Or he could act as an Och. Hey, bro. A brother. Was a brother dude Makariv. He says, come, join us. Come to the gymnasiums, to the sports arena. That's what they had in Mitzrayim. Vatim aleha oretz oisom. What oretz? Vatim aleha oretz oisom. This is not Goshen. Mitzrayim, the metropolis. They were going to the circuses and the gymnasium, says the Medrash. So when he started assimilating, that's the end. Number one, you'll assimilate, chas v'sholom, and you lose the identity of being a Yid. You'll follow their customs, you'll follow their ethics, you'll follow everything that they do. And eventually you'll drop Yiddishkeit, and then your children will definitely leave Torah and mitzvahs. I remember when I was just married, we were in an apartment building that had 25 floors. It didn't have a 13th floor. Suspicious people. And was a neighbor who parents were not from at all. Maybe they weren't even traditional Shabbos, anything like this. And then I went to the parents in the hall complaining that his son, that the son is planning to marry a Filipino girl without gayers. And I was maybe young and naive, and I said, oh, we're going to try to macabre the guy not to do it. You know, so I met him once in the hall. He was in the same floor. So I said, I heard that, that you're engaged to a Gentile. So I said, do you ever think maybe your kids are not going to be Jewish? You know that. He says, I know. So I said, why would you want your kids to not be Jewish for? So he says, well, I'll tell you the truth. The only thing I know from my family about Judaism is sitting Shiva. That means when someone dies, you mourn. He said, that's all I know. I said, oh, you don't know what Purim is all about? You don't know what Pesach is about? You don't know anything? He says, all is saying Kaddish. That's all I know from my parents. What do I want to have Judaism that has such a sad thing? I like happy things. Marry a Philippine girl. That'll make me happy. At least. If you have no Torah and you're not going to keep the mitzvahs and you assimilate, then you just lose it. You lose the Yiddishkeit. You lose the Indian of Torah and then your generations. Eisha Torah already has statistics of how many Jews will be left the way that the rate is going of assimilation. Miyad Ochi is also genocide. To be close to the Goyim and to emulate what they do. To try to copy what it's called nimusin. What's nimus in English? Customs, whatever it is. It's very subtle things, how they draw you in. So that's number one, they you assimilate. But number two, what happens after that is they try to exterminate you for trying to be like them. If you don't make Havdalah, they'll make the Havdalah.
If you make Kiddush, they'll make Havdalah.
Okay. If you don't make the Kiddush, they'll make the Havdalah. It's because the more sometimes when they feel you're infringing on them, they say, hey, Jews, get out of here. What are you doing over here? Then they start pogroms and persecutions, annihilations, and Spanish Inquisitions. So you lose out that way too. So both way, either way, there'll be less Jews in the world. Less Jews. So that's what he said. Hatzilein, you know, miyad ochi, miyad esav. You got to worry about the invitations of the Gentile culture. It always starts with something subtle and a little bit. You're still a Yid, you know, technology. And then it eventually gets into heavier stuff, and then you leave it all together, Rahmana Litzlan. And when he has the encounter, Vayaretz Esav likrosoi, vayechab kehu, vayipol al tzavarov vayisho kehu vayivku. Really, he, according to one shot, is he wanted to kill Yaakov. He wanted to kill him. Stole the brachas. He took away any possibility that I have a connection with Hashem. But Rashi brings down, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Halacha hi biyodua she'esav sone li Yaakov, she'nichmu rachamo b'yisashah Hashem protected him from being killed. And Esav had Rachmanis. That's the Esav part. The Esav part is going to kill Jews. I'm going to kill a Yaakov. So Hashem made it that they should have, that he should have Rachmanis on on Yaakov Avinu. Some say he came to bite Yaakov. Ouch. And what happened?
Marble.
And what happened to his teeth?
Marble was crushed.
His teeth were crushed. They fell out. That's a good job. One shot, you get all your teeth out. That's pretty good. How's that hinted that his teeth fell out?
Dots.
What's dots mean?
Because
on the word Vayishokeu, there's a bunch of dots. Say it's a remnant of the teeth that fell out. Now, if Esav would have bit him, he could have killed him with that bite. You don't know how strong Esav was. It's not just like a bite. Oh, I got a bite in my finger. My sister bit me. You know what I mean? Not one of those. He's going to kill him. He would have killed him with that bite. The neck. All carnivorous animals, when they attack other animals, you know how they bite them? On the neck. Whether it's a lion, or animals, they bite you in the neck. They know by instinct that that's where it is. And they hold on to the neck. They don't kill you right away. You attack another part of the body. It's always by the neck. And they hold on to it until it becomes submissive. And then they kill you. But they, considered. I've seen it many times. Not that I was ever on a safari, but I saw a clip of it. That's how they do it. Esav would have bitten him real, he would have died. That he wanted to kill him. Shem made an ace. Hatzilenu l'nayam yad Esav, he was saved. But he was also saved. Don't think that Esav is, you know, bottled to his brother. He says, okay, I see Hashem's going to save him if I want to kill him. I'm going to try a different type of killing. We'll do a subtle job. I'll be Yochi. I'll be your brother. And we'll be together. That's what he suggested, Esav. He says, okay, we shouldn't part. We're brothers, aren't we? My teeth just fell out. I don't know, I was overcome by grief or something. It has nothing to do with our relationship, of course. He says, let us nisov anecha lenegdecha. What does Rashi say? B'shavaloch. You'll be equal with me. Me and you will be equal. We'll all be citizens. We'll work for the same thing. Sounds very reminiscent of Paro. You know? Paro Mitzrayim, what did Paro do? He gets into the mud pit and says, come on, guys, Jews, we heard you're hard workers. Join me. Ooh, the king is doing it. We're very patriotic. As Jews, we become very patriotic to the nation. So we want to join your nation too. And they went inside and they worked like dogs because they saw the king doing it. He says, okay, guys, tomorrow you're doing it by yourself and I'm not going to join you. We're going to oppress you. And the amount of bricks that you made in the mud pit, you're going to have to keep it going. Like, you'll be shaveloch. We'll make you equal. You could run our banks. You could run our commerce. Our trade. They want us to be equal to them. Shabbat. That's what he said. Toiva zu esoloch. I'm going to do you a favor. Esav comes with a favor. Isn't it nice of him? A favor. What's the favor? Sha'arich yomai yimeim halachzi lelechas la'at kashir atotzerim. You're tiny, Yaakov. I can't go. You can't join me. I can't. You can't keep up with me. I can't keep up with you. We go slow. We take our time. We're Yishuv Hadas. You know, we got little kids. We can't be together. He says, oh, do your time. I'll slow down. I'll keep up the pace with you. We'll slow down. If we're going too fast, don't worry. I'll slow down. V'zeh lo negdecho b'shavoloch. That's what it means, l'gdecha. We'll be equal together. That sounds inviting. Shava, to be equal like the Germans. Yamach Shemoinix. Equal. It's chashev. Jews weren't allowed to go to a lot of places. You know? We were like the Schwarzes in the late 1800s. Slaves. You couldn't go in the same places as white people. You know? Different buses, different everything, different bathrooms. I'm making you equal. Equal with me. What a chashivas. Oh, we want to be your countrymen. We want to be like you. Yaakov said, no, thank you. No, it's all right. You know what? You go your way. Just go. It's all right, I'm Moichel. Vayasha vayamahu Esav ledarko se'ira. And Hashem helped him out that there's no achi either. So he was hachileni no miyad Esav or miyad achi. Esav doesn't give up. You know? Annihilation of Jewish people could either be you physically annihilate them or you spiritually annihilate them. And when you spiritually annihilate them, then they don't exist anymore either. Take away the neshama, that's it. It's the end. The morale says like this. The morale says that goyim are compared to water, to mayim. Says a pasuk, mayim rabim lo yuchal lechabos es ahava. The great waters cannot extinguish the love, the fire, passion that Klal Yisrael has. And the Megala Amukis says, Mayim Rabim, Rabim is the Rosh Yitevis of the four Goliuses. The Reishes, the Bezes, the Yudas, and the Mem. Oh, who said that? No. We explained this, that Mitzrayim doesn't count as a Golis. Remember? Rabim is Romi, which is Edom. Bez is Bavel. Yud is Yavon. And Mem? Mordai. Paras and Mordai. Two. Paras and Mordai. Mayim Rabim lo yuchol lechabos es Abba. They can't extinguish the love. And Rashi learns there the love of Torah. Rashi says it means the love of Torah. Torah is Eish. Where do you see that Torah is Eish? What? What? A pasuk?
Yeah.
What does it say? I can't hear it. He called Dvar. Oh, I mean Tanakh. The pasuk in Chumash.
That pasuk?
No. What's the pasuk in Chumash? That calls Torah Eish. H.com. What?
Das Lama. Das Lama, you know?
Right, exactly. What Parsha is H? Das Lama? Das Abrocha. Right, so Torah is H. If Torah is H, Yisrael is H. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an H. It's H. So the Yidna compared to H because we have this constant fire for Hashem. And the Goyim are considered to Mayim. Says the Maral. If H goes to the Mayim, and they mix together, what's the result? The H goes out. Extinguishes the H. Because Mayim, an H, the Mayim is Miskabe. Right? What if the, how do you get rid, what should the fire do in order to extinguish the H?
People agreed.
I mean, the other way around.
Evaporate the water.
Evaporate the water, right. The H could evaporate the water. Amazing. The heat evaporates the water. How do you do that?
Stronger, bigger.
Just stay away from the mayim. Distance yourself from the mayim. If you're a foot away from the mayim, it will heat up the mayim until it what?
Evaporates.
It evaporates. Says the Maral. It's a biotic analogy. Morale says, if the Mayim and the Aish go together, the Aish will be put out. The Goyim will snuff you out. They'll take away your Yiddishkeit, or they'll just exterminate you. The only way that Klal Yisrael will exist is if you separate the Aish from the Mayim. They have to stay separate. And that way they can destroy the Goyisha nations from where they are. What did Hashem plan for Mitzrayim? Where did they go? Were they going to go into Mitzrayim and live in Mitzrayim? They picked a place called Goshen. Yeah. Goshen. Goshen means something that's separated. That's the only way to survive. Ghetto. It's from the Lashon of Get. Get. What did they say about Get? Those are two letters that never come together. You'll never find a gimel and a tes and a gimel. In any Hebrew word, Lashon HaKodesh. They say that's to show that the shidduch is not a good shidduch, the gimel and the tes. That's why they get a get. Not a match. You won't find it anywhere else. But the get, ghetto, get means separate. It's something that's separate. These letters are separate altogether. That's what a ghetto is. Same idea. We have to note that being separate from the Goyim. Copying anything what they do is it brings you disaster. There was a time in Europe when they started drafting Yiddish Kinderlach into the Russian army. And if they took you into the army, you'd be there for 20, 30 years. And they gave a special name for those Yidden who were snatched away. Snatched away. What?
Cossacks.
Cossacks? No, Cossacks were Russian animals. Cantonists. Called Cantonists. The Cantonists were Yidden who were drafted in the army, and they were there for 20, 30 years. A lot of them lost the Yiddishkeit, total. And a lot of them didn't. And there's plenty of stories about the people who didn't change the Yiddishkeit at all. When one of the tzaddikim heard that there's going to be a gezeira, that they're going to start drafting, so they went, I'm trying to figure out who did they go to, one of the big rebbes. I don't know if it was the Abderov, I forgot who it was, I don't remember. But the rest of the story goes, and he said that he told the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, you got to give me 2-3 days if I could break the Gezeirah. And if the 3 days, he said, I can break the Gezeirah. It's a done deal. He says, Rebbe, how can you say that it's a done deal? I mean, you break a lot of Gezeirahs. So he said, this Gezeirah is different. I break Gezeirahs that didn't happen actually yet. But this Gezeirah was fulfilled already. He says, what are you talking about? The plan to do the draft in 2 months. He says, you know the army bands that go from town to town? They have army bands. You know what the army bands are? Music. They want to get people into the army. You know? I remember as a kid, they used to have army bands. We got on Purim. When the Rebbe used to have the coach, we got the local bands to go play with the trumpets and going through the streets. It's like an army band. So he says, when the army band goes through these towns, you know what happens? All the Yiddish Kinderlach go run to see it. It's like a parade. And they start singing the songs that they're playing. The army songs. And he says, when they learn to sing those songs, they're already in the army. I can't take him out of the army. When you're singing their songs, you're in the army. And that goes with anything. Whatever songs you're singing, don't think it's just a simple song. You're in the army already. You're in the group.
One of them.
Who said that? I'm afraid some of them are two of them. They multiply fast. Miyad Ochi! Miyad Ochi! It's subtle, the Ochi! You know? In Mitzrayim, what saved us? What saved us to get out of Mitzrayim? What's a chus?
Name
Shloshim. Shloshim Ushamam, Lashoinam, Labushim. That's not mitzvahs. That's Minhagim. And what saved us was, even though we're even Avodah Zarah, what saved us from falling in, we didn't dress like them. We didn't talk like them. We had different names. Everyone felt when they came to America they got to call the kids English names. Well, my name was Samuel. 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 You know? George. George Washington. Unbelievable. And even to some names that they call them by the Hebrew name, they wrote an English name. It has nothing to do with the Hebrew name. Some of the names, Miriam, they'll call her Charlotte. What does Charlotte have to do with Miriam? Like, we got to have a good English name. You know, it's like, what is the most, they have surveys, what's the most popular name of 19, this year, that people call their babies? It's a name. It'd be a Grecian name. It'd be like a Grecian name. They asked a guy once, he was a Polish Yid, and they asked him, how'd you get a name like Ferguson? He said, where'd you get that name? People used to buy family names in Europe, you know that. He said, how'd you get your name Ferguson? It's not a Jewish name. He said, I'll tell you the truth. When I came to Ellis Island, they started asking me questions in English. I didn't know what they're talking about. He asked me something about when I was born, so I said, Ich hab vergessen. Which, vergessen means I forgot. Ich hab vergessen. He says, oh, Ferguson, okay. Yeah, that's how he got his name. But I mean, he never would have chosen the name Ferguson. Vergessen, Yiddish. That's a Yiddish name. But we have to go look for names that we try to copy. If we sing the song, then we're in the army. And that goes with a lot of things. Yaakov Avinu said, do me a favor, Esav. I don't want to be equal with you. I don't need your dancing. I don't need your music. I don't need your food. I don't need, We used to have a hero sandwich. You ever hear of a hero sandwich? Okay. They had another sandwich. A submarine sandwich. You know where the place is called submarines? Not in your... I'm Boston. Why was... They have like a submarine sandwich. The sandwich was like about 3, 4, 5 feet long. And that's what a hero sandwich is. The NFL Shabbos is one big bagel like this, and everyone takes a bite in it. So I just say, first of all, you got to be a hero in order to eat that sandwich. And not only that, but do it in the street. They walk in the street like this, carrying this thing. You know, like, it's like carrying a piece of like. And the submarine sandwiches, if you could eat like that chaza eats, then you sink underneath the water. That's why it's called a submarine sandwich. I always said that's the pshat. It's like a submarine. Down, down, down. You know the other one. That's how you eat. And yeah, Chazal say, "Kol ha'eichel b'shuk is pasuleidus." Yeah, can't you eat in the shuk? Yeah, pasuleidus. And eating the shuk might mean even a potato chip. I don't know how much. You got to look at the shear. But so animals eat in the street. We have to copy their thing. People have. They make for morning breakfast and things like that, you know, a gigantic thing like that. You have to copy the grain. You couldn't get a regular bagel. It has to be a diameter of 20 feet bagels, you know. That's Goisha. Goisha. My Rebbe told us we had the Skelena Rebbe Zatzal. The first Skelena Rebbe. Zusha. First little Rebbe. He, when he was older, he was a Saginaw. He was blind, basically blind. We were Zoicha that he wanted to take a vacation just to rest away from all the hubbub. He was in Long Beach. Someone gave him a house to rest. He would daven by us in Shor Yashuv. He would come for like a month and a half every morning to daven by us. He did his own davening. He didn't daven with our minyan. But he did his own davening. And so they once, I think, invited my Rebbe to go to the Skelena Rebbe's house after davening and to eat breakfast with him. I don't know if he ate breakfast or not, But he said that this Galena Rebbe, he couldn't see, so he says, he kept on asking, how big is this piece of bread that I'm picking up? The Gabbai, he says, make sure you cut it small. He says, well, what do you have to be so small for? So he says, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says, you shouldn't pick up in your hand and put in your mouth more than you could eat at that one shot. And here you have a blind Yelo Aleinu. He's blind, so my nafka min, he's put up on my mitzvahs, right? Don't want to look like a glutton, picking up more. So how do we eat pizzas and all these things? I don't know, the Shiloh. Maybe it's the minig that we do it. But he was makbid on that. You know, eat like a goy. To eat like a goy. He said, make sure it's cut up. I can't sing, so make sure it's cut up right. If you sing the song, you're in the army. You got to be careful about it. You think you're not, but the Rebbe said, I can't be Mavatel the Gezeira. What do you mean? All these Kindlech are going to go to the army. Well, they sing the songs. Every time there's the marching band, they sing the songs. They're in the army. You can't take them out. I can stop them going in. They're already in the army. They weren't even drafted. Something to think about. Miyad Ochi. I don't need the Kira of Esav, because at the end he's going to schlep you into Gehenna. Doesn't sound like it. And you'll say, oh, I could have control. I won't go too far, of course. I have self-control, like with your phones, right? We have self-control over those things. You don't trust yourself. You don't want to be schlepped in into the sun. Miyad Ochi. Miyad Esav, so you know why you're getting killed for. Miyad Esav, because you're a yid. You're schlepping over there, you don't even know that you're being killed. And that they're taking out your Yiddishkeit. And they're taking out your neshama. Okay.